I'm Bill Wheelhouse, along with Tim Landis on the WUIS State Journal Register Business Report. Ameren Transmission Company has received Commerce Commission approval for use of eminent domain on two sections of what's known as the Illinois River's transmission line in central Illinois, and the company is asking for that authority on a third. Tim, bring us up to speed on what that means.
Just to recap quickly, the Illinois River's transmission project is a major high-voltage power line Ameren proposes to build basically from Quincy over to Indiana. Now, that would cut across central Illinois, and our immediate area includes portions of Morgan and Sangamon counties. They've acquired most of the property they need along there, but there's some that they were unable to get through negotiations. And the way this worked, they had to go back to the Illinois Commerce Commission, show that they made good faith attempts, and then ask for eminent domain powers. And the Commerce Commission granted that on two sections of about two dozen properties each, one near Quincy and the other near Meridosha. The third is about 10 properties on a standalone section over near Champaign.
And a question about the eminent domain, does that take away any negotiation now over the price, or do they still negotiate on that?
Well, the company portrays it as a negotiation tool. Now, as you know, some landowners have filed suit to block this entire project, and saying that better routes are available, and that's pending in an appellate court. But even the attorneys for the landowners are saying seldom does it actually get to the point of going to circuit court and an eminent domain hearing and a decision followed by a forced sale. Now, it could get to that point. The company says they want to avoid that. Attorneys for the landowners say they want to avoid it. But anytime you mention those two words, eminent domain, it certainly raises concerns among landowners. We probably won't know for another couple of 3 months how that's going to turn out.
We'll move elsewhere in central Illinois to Taylorville. There was a project known as the Taylorville Energy Center, and it's been just over a year since Tenaska pulled out of that project. Now city officials would like to get something, in fact, anything on that site. Can you give us an update there?
Well, this site is between Taylorville and Decatur, and at one point, over a decade, this was going to be a $3.5 billion coal gasification project. We all know what happened in the General Assembly. They were unable to get the kind of approval they needed for sale of electricity produced by the plant. They revised it, downscaled it. Near the end, it became a natural gas plant rather than coal. They still weren't able to get approval last year, so Tenaska pulled out. The city of Taylorville has annexed that property. It's in a city enterprise zone, but the mayor there, Greg Brotherton, was saying they're just real unclear now what's to become of the property. They want to see something go there. I think the next thing they're waiting for is just for it to be put on the market.
And for those who've been around the community for a while, they may remember when they used to walk through the White Oaks Mall and on the first level, and people would be handing out chicken samples at the Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A is coming back to White Oaks, not exactly the same place, though.
Yes, it will be a standalone restaurant this time. The company confirmed for us in the last couple of weeks, they do plan to build on mall property, and they're looking at a 2015 opening. And I have to tell you, this has been one of those they're coming, they're not coming things we've been reporting on for a year or two now. Rumors had it at one time they would go on the site of the outlets at Springfield, the outlet mall there near Shields. I suppose that still could happen. They could have more than one. But this one's coming for sure. We'll be near White Oaks Mall and in 2015.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. You can read what he's working on daily in the SJR.